voting for the House of Representatives hasn't changed. You still need to number every box on the green ballot paper. For the Senate, voting is different in this election. You'll need to number at least six boxes above the line or number at least 12 boxes below the line.
If a double dissolution election is called, does the way that we vote change?
The recent changes to electoral laws for the Senate voting apply equally for a standard half Senate election or for a double dissolution election.
And is that the same in the House of Representatives as well?
Voting for the House of Representatives has not changed. You'll need to number every box on the green ballot paper for the House of Representatives. With all of these things, if you follow the instructions that are on the ballot papers, that's the green House of Representatives ballot paper and the white, larger Senate ballot paper, if you follow those instructions, then you'll record a formal vote and your vote will count.
There's obviously a lot of talk about this year there'll now also be icons on the Senate ballot paper for each party. Are they going to be big or small, or how do the icons on the paper work?
For the first time at this federal election, parties will be able to have logos on the ballot papers. Now, this is due to recent changes in electoral law, and there are rules around registering logos with the Australian Electoral Commission, and a number of parties have applied for logos to be registered. Part of that process is that we have advertised those logos. They must be advertised for a period of a month. Now, come election time, all parties that have registered logos and the AEC has accepted those logos, by the time the writ is issued, their logos will be on the ballot paper.
For those who haven't yet registered to vote, how long do they have until they can register to vote?
It's very important for anyone who's an Australian citizen aged 18 years or more and hasn't yet enrolled to vote to do so straight away. Also, if you've changed address or even your name since the last federal election, it's important to get those details correctly up to date on the electoral roll. To do this, you simply go to the AEC website and there's the opportunity there to enrol or update your details online conveniently. And the enrolment portal is also conveniently provided on smartphones and tablets, so you can do it on your mobile devices as well. For people who do not have access to the internet, you can pick up an enrolment form from any Australia Post outlet or any AEC office. Once the election has been called, the roll closes 7 days from the writs being issued for the election. That's the final opportunity to get on the roll or get your details up to date. Now, if you're not sure if you're on the electoral roll, you may have been overseas on a working holiday, you may have moved from interstate, you should check your enrolment on the AEC website and make sure that you get your enrolment in order before the close of rolls.
One thing I was wondering about, for most people in the city it would be easy to go somewhere to vote, but for people who live in remote Indigenous communities, how do they get to the polling booth on election day?
Voting doesn't become available in the federal election until after the close of candidate nominations and candidates are declared by the AEC. It's only then that ballot papers can be printed and then the AEC can start providing postal voting packs to people who have applied for a postal vote who are unable to attend a booth on election day. So it's during that period, once ballot papers are printed, that early voting becomes available. And we also commence our remote mobile polling program in the days following that as well. So the AEC has around 70,000 temporary staff who are hired for the federal election, and a number of those are working well before polling day, election day, in providing those voter services for people who are unable to vote on election day.
Can you just go to a pre-polling booth, or do you need to register anything before the day?
All Australians who are enrolled to vote are required to vote in the federal election. If you're unable to vote on election day, you can vote early, either in person or post. There are certain criteria that apply for having an early vote. You may know that on election day you'll be outside the electorate where you're enrolled to vote. You might live more than 8 kilometres from a polling place. You might be travelling within Australia or overseas on election day. And you might be in the position where you just can't leave your workplace to vote on election day. There are a range of reasons. It doesn't include just personal preference or convenience. In short, you need to be unable to vote on election day to have an early vote. You don't need to pre-register. You just attend an early voting centre or you apply for a postal vote. You can apply for a postal vote once the election has officially started through the AEC website, or if you need help to understand your situation, you can also call the AEC on 132326. There is a telephone interpreter service if you're in the position of needing a three-way phone call to speak in another language. There will also be information during the election that's translated and available from the AEC website.
That actually brings us to an interesting point. If English isn't your first language, how can the AEC help you vote on the day?
That's right. For Australians whose preferred language is not English, there's a range of information available during the election. The AEC provides translated information on its website, including translations in 27 languages of an official guide which is delivered to all households in English. The translated versions are on our website. And for those who are unable to go online, you can call 132326 for help. When you go to vote, the ballot papers are in English. There is how to vote information available at the polling place in 27 languages, so you can request to see that to make sure that you're comfortable and understand the instructions how to have a formal vote that will count in the federal election.